Hello and welcome to Tani Talk Stuff, the TTD. I'm your host, Tani. We're looking at Yuma 79, talking about the idea of eating and being satisfied. Where the mayor holds here on Yuma 79, when the verse says you shall eat, it's a reference to eating. When it says and you shall be satisfied, that's a reference to drinking. Eating is usually an olive's volume. Rabbi Yehuda holds, and you shall eat, you shall be satisfied. That denotes an eating that satisfies. And that is a kibbutz and eggs volume. The idea being, when you should eat, it doesn't mean you should be gluttonous. When you drink, it doesn't mean you should do it to the idea of being like a guzzard. You should do it in a way that you satisfy yourself. The Rambam teaches that you should eat till you're full, to your three-quarters full, to your full, to your satiated, like the pasuk says, v'achalta v'savata uverachta. Afterwards, you bless. Don't eat to an extent where you're making yourself over nauseous. Don't eat to an extent where you're making yourself overindulge, like a chazer, like a pig, like an animal. Eat in a way that you're eating till you're satisfied. Eat in a way that you're doing it just to the ability to be satiated. Do you live to eat, or do you eat to live? We should live in order that we should be able to do brachos and do mitzvahs and do chesed and do Torah learning. We should eat in order to live and not live in order to eat. Remember, differentiate. We could have an appreciation for food. We could have an appreciation for meals, and we could be a foodie on some level, but that shouldn't be our only existence. We shouldn't live to be a foodie. We shouldn't live just to eat. We should eat to live. We should remember the pasuk says, v'achalta v'savata uverachta. We should eat to satiation. We should drink to satiation, but not to a gluttonous aspect. Not to be a guzzard or a glutton, not to just overindulge and to satisfy ourselves just because we like the food. Use the food as fuel, use the food as ability to be able to continue on our days and continue on our ways to do mitzvahs, Torah, chesed, and the like. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 80 here on Tani Talk Stuff, the TTD.